Bill Henry Show. What is that? Oh, man. Ooh. Phil Henry Show. What? I have no idea what that was. It was an open phone line or something. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800. There it is again. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. And Valentine's weekend is up ahead. As you know, we've been doing a week's worth of shows on Valentine's weekend. Romance. And we're going to bring on Rudy Canoza. Rudy is a businessman. He's always a lot of fun to talk to, but he's also a guy who has some tremendous, tremendous advice for men and women and romance and dating and getting together and having a good time in a relationship, both physically and emotionally, and I think it's fair to say that. All right, let me bring my my good friend Rudy Canoza on the line. Was that a good description of you, Rudy?
Phil, I think it's always a good to be on your program. Thank you so much.
What was that? Was that a good description for you, buddy?
I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't hear you.
I was saying that you're a guy who you know, is sort of our guru of relationship and love, huh?
Well, I like to think that that I can bring something to the table, you know, when it comes to a relationship and love. Although I believe more in the moment as opposed to the future or the past. I think that it's important for us to enjoy the present. And if you want one thing that is the most disturbing about relationships, I think, is we're always speaking of relationships in terms of the long term, but we don't speak about the relationships, Phil, you know, with regard to having the moment, to enjoy the moment. And that is what I think is most important. Are we having a good time now with the woman or with the man that we're with? I've heard it said that you must to have a good relationship is takes a lot of work, but you don't want to. Whether it's work like watering a plant, or it's also work like digging a ditch. You don't want a relationship to.
You don't want to be in a relationship that is nothing but hard work.
No, I think if you're in a relationship that is nothing but hard work, it's not a good relationship, because you have to have those moments where you're enjoying your life.
All right, so here we have Valentine's Day, Rudy, and you were talking earlier to Mike about, and we thought it would be an interesting angle, what do you do with Valentine's Day? How do you enjoy Valentine's Day when you're not in a relationship?
How do you enjoy Valentine's Day when you don't have a woman in your life or a man in your life? Is a good question, but there are answers to this question, and hopefully that's why you have me on your program, to give you the answers to the questions that you don't have the answers to.
Well, there are a lot of them, Rudy, but in this arena, we'll defer to you, okay?
Well, I think that there are ways to enjoy Valentine's Day, and that is to almost create the illusion that you're in a long-term relationship. If you want to enjoy Valentine's Day and you do not have a love interest, you can create the illusion that you have a love interest, and here's how you do that. You want to get a woman involved in your life for the weekend, let's say. What is Valentine's Day is when?
Valentine's Day is Monday.
So you want to have a woman in your life for the weekend because you don't have a woman in your life now, and you want to enjoy Valentine's Day. You want to have a romantic dinner. You want to have to give her flowers or something. So you want her in your life now. So you need to find a woman now. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with finding a woman to have a good weekend with. There's nothing wrong with finding a woman to have a good short-term relationship with so that you can enjoy the Valentine's Day. And that is the key, I think, Phil, to create the illusion that you have a relationship.
So you're going to be spending the weekend with just this one woman that you find, and then after the weekend's over?
After the weekend is over, then you go your separate ways. But finding a woman who will be happy to spend a couple of days with you is the key. And short of for you to buy a prostitute, which I do not recommend, and I've never had to buy a prostitute in my life, I would like to say I'm very, very proud of this. And I'm very, very proud to say that I have been with many women. I have never, ever had to pay for it, ever in my life, because I know how to treat a woman and because I know how to speak to a woman.
All right. Well, what if a guy is looking just to? So you're just talking about a one night, not a one night stand, but a two or three night stand.
A two or three night stand. the illusion of having a relationship. Look for a woman who is by herself, obviously. Look for a woman who is shopping or walking alone. Look for a woman, Phil, who's wearing a wedding ring. Now, nobody, and I say this, and I want you to understand something. You have to understand that I am not out to ruin a man's marriage, but I am. You have to look for your opportunities. And
a woman wearing a wedding ring, so you're asking a guy to get a woman to cheat on her husband?
No, I am saying look for the opportunity if she is willing to cheat on her husband. Okay. No one is more unhappy and unfulfilled than a married woman. And I mean this, Phil, they will practically unzip your pants with their teeth if you look at them sideways. And
no one is more unhappy or unfulfilled than a married woman except for my wife, okay?
I've heard a lot of guys say that, Phil.
No. You can talk about married women being unhappy and unfulfilled. My wife is very happy. She's very fulfilled.
Phil, I want to interrupt you. I have to tell you something.
Okay. Tell me about my wife, Rudy.
No, I don't know, and I don't want to be rude, but I know enough about women that if your wife's... I don't want to make you angry because you're my friend, all right?
Go ahead. No, tell me.
I know enough about women that your wife would be, if I wanted to, and I would never do this to you, but if I was angry at you and I wanted to hurt you, I could have your wife...
Get my wife in bed?
I could get your wife in bed, yes.
Why isn't that making... I guess because I know you're a nice guy and you'd never do that.
I would never do that to you, but that is how much I understand women. That's how well I know women. I could get your wife in bed, and I could have this sex with her because if I wanted to. That's what I mean. If any man can get a married woman to get her pants off, if you know how to work her. No one is more unhappy and unfulfilled than a married woman walking down the street by herself with a wedding ring on. So that is... Number one, you can get yourself a married woman. The other thing you do once you meet a woman is to mention that you have lots of money, or better yet, that you come from old money, so you don't have to work. By the time they figure this out, of course, then the weekend is over. But tell them that you come from old money.
Now, telling them that you come from old money does what?
That makes them think that they have a duke or a old money royalty. Now, let me tell you something, Phil. Grace Kelly... married the Prince of Monaco, Prince Rainier. Grace Kelly was an American woman in love with royalty, and she went and married this prince, and she became happy. She is so typically American. I almost vomit when I think about typically American she was. She wants to marry a prince. American women want to marry a prince. And
well, a prince is a guy from Europe who's a duke or a count.
No, even if it's the old money, it's... Tell her that you have money, that you come from old money, that you are a man who has a long, illustrious ancestry or like that. Also, make sure that you rent a nice car if you don't have one. Nothing makes a woman your possession quicker than having a nice possession. Women are very impressed with automobiles. If you have a good-looking car, and budget rent-a-car, by the way, is a very good special for weekend. If you have weekend rate, the budget rent-a-car, you can get a... nice car from Budget, like a convertible, a Mustang, or something like that.
All right, Rudy, what we got here are three steps. Creating the illusion that you're in a relationship for the Valentine's weekend. First of all, you got to find a woman.
That's correct. It's number one on the list, to find a woman.
All right, and you find a woman walking alone wearing a wedding ring, because you claim that no woman is more unhappy and unfulfilled than the married woman.
But you have to know how to work the woman. You have to know how to speak to her. You have to know how to seduce her.
Okay, and then you say that casually mention you come from a lot of old money, rent a nice car if you don't have one, women like that.
That's correct.
All right, Rudy, I got to take a break here. We're with Rudy Canoza. Hold the line. Rudy Canoza on the line with us to talk about having a woman for the Valentine's weekend. If you don't have a long-term relationship, you can pretend like you have one by picking up on a woman who's married. This guy, and you know, I've known Rudy for a long time, he said to me that he can get married women in bed, and he mentioned my wife. And if I didn't know the guy better, that would make me angry, but I know he's got a good heart. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza is on the line with us here as we talk about Valentine's Day, Valentine's weekend coming up, and a weekend where, you know, everybody is going to be with their sweetheart. If you don't have a woman, then Rudy is, you know, he's not ruling you out either, because you can have a relationship with a woman, and you can have the illusion of a relationship with a woman, I guess is what you're saying, Rudy, right? By going out, finding that woman who is going to spend the weekend, and then making her yours. Correct?
That is correct, Phil, and it's important to understand that you are two consenting adults, and you can have you can pretend like you are in love, and you can pretend that Valentine's Day is a fun time for you, and you can have sex or whatever it is that you wish to do, but there are things you want to do. I wanted to mention if a woman, one of the things that can happen is a woman could fall in love with you.
And, well, is that not desirable? Or?
Well, if you're like me and you don't wish for this particular time in my life, I don't want to have a long-term relationship, but you run the risk of a woman falling in love with you, which can happen. You can get rid, there are ways of, to get rid of her by Monday or Tuesday. But this is the point, to have a relationship, to have a lovely woman for the weekend.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. You notice I'm not making a comment, and I didn't take it personally when you said that you could pick up on my wife. And
well, my friend, I don't want you to take that personally, but I'm saying to you that if I turned on my charm because I am from Argentina, because I have a long experience sexually, but I could take your wife to bed if I want to, I would never do that.
But I don't know, there's something about a guy saying that he could take my wife to bed if he wanted to that sort of bothers me, you know?
Well, you can't take this personally. I'm speaking of my experience as a man, that's all.
That you're so sexy, you could get my wife in bed.
Yeah, not even to get her to fall in love with me, but she would want to go to bed with me.
Wow. All right, here's Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, this is Janet. How you doing?
Fine.
I just want to puke at everything I'm hearing. I can't even believe this man. He's the kind of guy that gives men a bad name. I'm driving down the street, and I'm like, just give the phone
number. Well, there's the part here about casually mentioned that you make a lot of money.
I'm talking about having a Valentine's weekend. If you do not have a long-term relationship, but you want to enjoy Valentine's.
Okay, is that it, ma'am? Is that the extent of your comment?
No, I just, it's like...
All right, I don't know.
The whole thing is a big lie.
To me, you can have a relationship with a woman that is 4 days, you can have a relationship with a woman that is 3 years, you can have a relationship with a woman that is 10 years. Why can you not fall in love for a few days?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but your whole methodology about going about it is a total lie. And it's people
a
like
total
you
lie.
That give men a bad name. You're like a total
slimebag.
It's like your little Argentina accent is all.
You've said give men a bad name twice. What do you mean by that?
She doesn't know what she means by that.
Here's a guy who shows up and he's got this Argentinian accent, and it's like women have nothing to say, and there's nothing else that's going to attract a woman that he has some kind of an accent.
No, it's not my accent. It's the country I come from, but I have had a great bit of experience with women. If I were American, I had an American accent, it would be the same. But because I'm Latin, I have an experience as a lover. The Latin men, of course, are known for our love ability and our sexual prowess.
And also, the only thing that is important is sex. And the first thing that you have to do is get a car that you don't really have so you can create the perception that you're somebody that you're not.
But women like that.
And you're going to go...
Tell me that women don't like that. Are you telling me that women...
Oh, give me a break. Well, any shallow woman would, but you've got to be a shallow guy to even think about doing that.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but most women, when it comes to sex, can be shallow. In fact, they are as shallow as they wish themselves to be, you know, in order to have sex.
Most women. So you've been with most women before.
I've been with many women, yes. I've been not with most, but I've been with many women, yes.
Well, because there's a lot more than many women out there in the world, and I, for one, think that you're a total slimebag, and I'm embarrassed for you.
As I am going through life, and I am sexually attracted to a woman, as a Latin man, there is something that we do. This is Argentinian, and this is part of South American culture. To entice a woman, I will say to you something like, do you wish to have dinner with me tonight? And then I will, using my tongue, I will make this noise. I will go, la, 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 la. All right? You see what she loves, that Phil.
Oh,
I'm she
totally
loves it. She's
right now.
She's laughing at it.
No, she's laughing, but she's intrigued by me.
Oh, give me a break.
No.
I think you are a total slime bag.
I think
I
your laughter.
Out of the room laughing.
I think your laughter is nervous laughter, and it is nervous laughter. You're telling me that does not turn you on.
For you to go la 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 la.
No, I did not do that. I went. What is your name? My name is Rudy. But please tell me your first name.
My name is Janet.
Janet, if I said to you, Janet, would you care to go to a bar to have a drink with me?
La 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 la.
Huh?
What's the la 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 thing?
That is a Latin. You don't have to ask me that.
What is that, Rudy?
That is a mating ritual of Latin men, and it is for the sex.
When you stick your tongue out?
It is for the sex, yes, and the women understand it is for the oral sex.
I think I remember a scene about that in a movie about two women who shot a truck driver.
That's fine, but imagine if I was to say to you, Janet, do you want to go to a bar? I'll buy you a beer.
I think perhaps you had something wrong with your mouth.
Okay, so she's full
so
of crap.
Can I ask you?
You know something? What I'm saying to you is simply this: it is for the sex.
And well, yeah, but if you're going blah la 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 la,
no, you don't do that. You go
la la ha la la.
Go ahead, to try it, Phil.
I'm not going to try it with this woman on the phone. Yes, go ahead. Ask your question, ma'am.
You know, the whole conversation as I was, I mean, I got in my car, I came in the middle of
if you don't understand this, if you understand that for men and women to fall in love for 2 days is fine, you have to see me to do the la-la-la. That's the problem. We're on the phone, you know.
If she saw you.
Right.
Piece, Rudy.
If you looked at me, I would go,
And that would do what, man? I mean, we're trying to figure this out.
That is for the sex, is what I'm trying to say to you.
For the sex.
Do it.
La la la.
No, you stupid ass.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. I'm screwing it up, man. All right. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. La la. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD available online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Let's get Rudy Canoza back on the line here. Always an interesting guest to have on. Rudy, tell people a little bit about yourself so that they know you have been on our show before. You are a businessman. You're in the import-export business. Rudy?
Yeah, Phil, I do import-export. I am 50 years of age. I'm a very happy man. I do love women. I love a relationship. I love to stay with women for a period of time to be with them, you know, and then to move on to a new experience. I am very much into a new experience. But for Valentine's Day, I don't understand the people.
And why they're being angry?
Yes, for what they why would they be angry?
And well, I think what you're talking about spending Valentine's Day, creating the illusion that you're in a relationship for Valentine's Day by picking up on a married woman. And
no, but I'm talking about a woman who is not happy. I'm talking about unhappily married woman. No one is more unhappy or unfulfilled than a married woman because she is not, she's been with the same man. She needs a fresh sex. The fresh sex. You know,
what do you mean by fresh sex?
She needs to have a good, and that's why I use the tongue. I say, I love a la, because that speaks of the tongue, it speaks of the fresh sex. And that's what to do for the woman, you see. I'm not trying to break up a marriage. I'm trying to say if she's married a woman, if she is unhappy. And
yeah, but you said that if you didn't know me and you saw my wife in a supermarket, you'd use the tongue on her and get her to go to bed with you.
If I did not know you, if I found her to be attractive, yes, I would. But I know you feel I would never do that to you. And
yeah, well, let me ask you this. You pick up my wife, you take her home, and you take her to bed, and I come home, and I get my Ruger out of the closet, and I pump a couple of shots into your head.
Christ.
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about sleeping with a guy's wife. Do you understand?
Jesus Christ, Phil. I'm not,
No, but do you understand?
What I'm saying to you is a fantasy of sex. For the sex. Is that?
Yes, for the sex. You're talking about sleeping with a guy's wife. That's all I'm saying here, all right? Pardon me, I didn't mean it personal, all right?
Well, you say that you are going to put the bullets into my head, and I am talking about love and sex and relationship. There is more wrong, my friend, with you than there would be with me. Do you know what I mean, Phil? Because of the...
Yeah, all right, I see your point. Yes, all right. That's a violent thought that I just articulated, but it's something that some guys would go for. Let's go to Indio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Indio, hello.
Oh, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. My opinion is this man is too much. He has me laughing. Your ego, sir, is as big as the state of Texas, and I cannot
believe
it.
You need that in love. You need that. You need to get a woman to love you. You have to believe on yourself. Women like men who believe in themselves.
Sir, you believe in yourself, and you believe in your penis, and that's about it.
No, I believe in love, and I believe in relationships. And I believe in, and I can tell that you are attracted to me.
Oh, yes.
On a level.
Yes.
No, on
You've
a certain level.
It.
On a certain
You've
level.
Uh-huh.
You are attracted
sir.
To me.
Sir, well, let me.
A
let
woman
me
likes
my...
a man who can take control. Am I right? A woman likes a man who can take control.
Sir, the only thing
yes.
you want to take
you know
control
that I'm
of,
right.
You
know that I'm
right. You need to take right. control of your sex life.
A man
is what you need to take control of.
Is the object of a woman's affection if he can take control of this situation. What is your first name?
Mary.
Oh, boy, here we go with the tongue.
Would you please?
Oh, please, do not
no,
do the tongue.
No, Mary,
I mean,
Mary.
Come
I am
on.
Rudy. My name is Rudy.
Sir,
I
was married, and I've dated Latin men, and the day I meet a Latin man that sits there and goes, la, 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 at me, I'm going to be rolling on the floor
no,
laughing
ma'am, no,
at him.
No, ma'am, no, because it's
like
for the sex, because it is of the sex. And are you married now?
Am I what?
Are you married now?
No, I'm not married.
And what is the reason for that? And what is the reason for that?
What is the reason for that?
Yeah.
That is of my choice.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I have
okay.
a healthy respect
okay.
for men, but
right.
I don't choose to be married. But I still think
can
that...
Can I say something? I'm going to take a guess.
You're not into relationships. You're into sex.
No, I'm going to take a guess. I think you are a little bit heavy set. Am I right?
No, I'm not. No, I'm
you
not
sound,
heavy set, and
you're
I'm
in
single,
Indio.
And I'm happy.
You are in Indio, California.
I'm a truck driver.
Okay, she's, yeah.
And it's like I said, I've been around many men in my day, and I've never met one that went la, la, la at me, and I
you're
don't care
not,
to start
I
tonight.
Am from Argentina. I am a Latin, and listen to me, your name is, so in other words, you're Butch. I'm sorry, but you are, aren't you?
I'm what?
Butch.
I'm Butch? Oh, boy. I like that because of the fact that I don't agree with your...
No, you're a woman plus truck equals Butch.
A woman plus a truck equals Butch. I love that.
Isn't that good?
That, I'm impressed.
And it's true, too, isn't it?
You impressed me very
well,
much.
Well, thank you very much.
Your intelligence ranks right on up there with Roger Rabbit. You know?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Roger Rabbit was a cartoon character.
I'm not familiar with it.
Well, sir,
I don't go to cartoons.
You
go out to dinner. I love women. I don't go to the cartoon.
And, sir, and
let me say this,
Mary. The fact that I drive a truck for a living does not make me good.
Well, you are insulting me, but you say that you've been around
you.
With
I'm
the women.
To tell you, that
you say
I
you've been around with all these kinds of... What do you say? If I said
okay.
to you, Mary... Why don't you park the truck? I'll buy you a steak.
La, la, la.
I would look at you and start laughing the minute you went, la, la, la.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think you would.
Like I said, I was married to a Latin man. I've dated many Latin men. And you use that term Latin very loosely because most Latin men are gentlemen and all you're out for is sex.
If I said to you, Mary, I would like to buy you a drink. Maybe, looking at you, a light beer.
Then I say, would you please repeat that?
In a minute there, you said you were going to buy her a steak.
You know, I don't...
Yeah, really, now I get a beer. He's getting cheaper by the minute.
All right, thanks for your call, ma'am.
Thanks.
You got a woman laughing at you.
She's not laughing because I think she understands me. And I think she understands what I'm talking about, but she does not want. She doesn't want me to.
No, she was laughing at you.
Let me tell you about that woman, and any woman who nervously laughs at Rudy Canosa is because she wants for the sex. And when I said la 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 la, she got a nervous titter through her body, and she began to shake and vibrate. So I know that
I don't know, Rudy. Okay, I think that what I'm hearing here from a couple of women is that the ego behind which the ego that you use is a little bit off-putting.
I know. Because I love women, because I know how to find a woman for the Valentine's weekend, does not mean that I am a bad man. It means I have a confidence. That is a big difference. And women do not want men to have confidence. Women are constantly trying to keep men in that place where a man does not feel confident.
All right. Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil.
Yes. Turn your radio down, will you?
I'm sorry?
Turn your radio down.
I don't have a radio on.
Okay. It sounded like there was some noise in the background.
I'm sorry. For Rudy, for starters, Phil, you claim that Rudy's a friend of yours?
Okay, is that it, pal?
Hello.
See ya. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey there, Rudy. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good, great. Listen, first of all, don't offer to buy me a steak or a drink because I definitely not attracted to you.
You're not a woman.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But judging by that little...
Were you not sure of that?
Judging by that little ooh la 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 sound that you're making, it sounds like you might be able to go both ways here. So
well, maybe you do, my friend, because you were thinking of me buying you a steak. I mean, I was not thinking of buying you a steak.
I understand that.
Maybe that was wishful thinking on your part. You know, you're a Latin man.
I'm a Latin man, and I'm a very.
The first thing you should do as a Latin man is not ask for another man to buy you a steak.
Okay, listen.
Okay, all right, just move along, okay?
No, he's trying to get into my face. You want to get into my face? I can get into your face. Okay.
I just like to say that I am a Latin man.
Yeah, you've said that about five times now.
That you're using,
just because you don't know the term does not mean it does not exist.
You're really putting a damp on the Latin word.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
I'm 21.
So you have not even spilt enough to know how much I have drunk.
Let me tell you.
I have drunk more than you've spilled.
I have not, but I continue to do so.
You've drunk more than he's spilt.
That's right.
I continue to do so, Rudy, but I will tell you one thing. I think you've read one too many romance novels.
I've been around, my friend. I've been around so many women in my life. I've seen so much.
The Spanish world that you're living in has been
You should learn how to take the woman into your arms and to make great, sweet love there.
To be quite honest, I have many women.
You're 21. You have many women.
Very much in love.
You have many women on the pages of magazines,
my
friend. And you have many women hanging from a garage door.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. Boring. God almighty. Here is West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I just wanted to comment about a man that says that to conquer a woman for a three-day
For the Valentine's weekend, yes.
For Valentine's weekend?
Yes.
If you go la-la to me, I'd probably run like hell or call the police.
No, my dear, I would not
care. That's crazy. I mean, I never heard of that. And you say you're from Argentina?
Argentina, my dear. But what it is this. So you go to the woman. What is your first name?
Beatrice.
Beatrice. I would say Beatrice. I am Rudy. Would you like me to buy you a pork chop?
No, I don't. I don't think I like it. I even don't want to even meet you, but
No. If you and I just...
You are saying things that are not true on Latin men. That kind of la-la thing is out of your mind.
No, ma'am, no. That is true.
No, the tradition on Latin men ways of...
But I don't know what Latin men you're speaking of. You speak of Cuban men. I am Argentinian.
No, I'm not Cuban.
Are you Puerto Rican?
I'm from South America, and I know about Latin men. I know about men from Argentina.
But this is something that I have done my entire life, my dear, to speak to the woman to make them hot for sex.
And then you say, in order to conquer a woman, you tell them you have all money, and they run after you or something?
If you tell an American woman that you have all the money, she thinks you are from some rich family that goes back for hundreds of years.
I mean, do you think American women are so naive not to know the men
my God.
May not have any money at
all? I say with all due respect, American woman, you can't put over on them a great many things. You know, I say to American women, I have all the money, and she thinks that I come from some rich family in Argentina, and if I drive up in a rented car,
It was in some sort of movie that you saw, but nowadays women are very smart.
Not American women.
Very smart about men.
Yes. South American women are smart, but American women are so stupid, you know. But for
you... What do you say? American women are so stupid?
They're very... Yeah, I don't...
Watch what you say, Rudy, because there's American women listening.
I know, but what he's saying is American women are so stupid.
Let me say, most of the women that I have been able to put into the bed for the sex,
they are stupid.
They are American women.
The stupid ones that you say are stupid.
No, but the American women are the ones that bark like a dog if I want them to. You know what I mean?
You're some kind of, you need a psychiatrist.
No, I am speaking of the love. I'm speaking of the sex. I'm speaking of the love. What do I need a psychiatrist for?
You're crazy.
No, ma'am. The American women will go into my bed and put their butt up in the air and yap like a dog. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe the kind of woman you go with, but not a decent woman, I suppose.
Oh,
and that's
decent.
All my comment. I don't want
to right,
speak to
this
anymore. All right,
my dear. And let me just say to you.
Bye-bye.
La, 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 la. Did she hang up?
Yeah, man, she hung up. And what is that crack about? The women that you can get into bed more readily are American.
It's not crack. I said it to her, because I wanted her to feel good. She's a South American woman. I don't want to insult her. You know it.
All right. Rudy Canoza is with us here. We're talking about Valentine's weekend and how you, too, can have yourself a Valentine's date for the weekend and then, you know, pretend like she's been your lifelong love and then dump her on Monday. Boy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Rudy Canoza on the line from Los Angeles tonight, talking about very unusual Halloween. I don't know why I keep making that mistake, Rudy. Halloween and Valentine's Day.
I don't know. You made the comment that Valentine's is like wearing a mask, and sometimes Valentine's is like wearing a mask. It's like to say, well, I love you this one day of the year, but sometimes, you know, you're not sure if that person loves you. But what I'm speaking of is to have a weekend as if you had a relationship. But
you're talking about picking up a woman for the weekend.
Well, you said picking up a woman is so angry. It's not to pick her up. It's to find the good woman who is not going to want a long-term relationship, but is going to want to have for the sex with you and to go out to the dinner with you. And that's why I give the Argentine and the Latin love. What do we call the Latin love symbol, which is a and that is the tongue. For to make the sex, yes. I don't understand.
I was having a joke at your expense, right? Marietta on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Phil. Thanks
Hi.
For taking my call.
Yes.
Yes, I'm just calling to challenge Rudy in his delusion that he really loves women.
My delusion is not delusion. It's a reality that they love and respect women.
I sense a lot of deep-seated anger and resentment.
Okay, Dr. Laura.
Can you understand why I might say that?
Well, I don't know if you're qualified, but I think you listen to Dr. Laura. So go ahead. Tell me
okay,
why.
Okay. I can't understand how you would love a
what
woman.
What is the crack about her listening to Dr. Laura?
The deep-seated anger.
No, he's trying to get me off the topic. Because it's too hard for him to focus on himself.
I see. And you're in school taking psychology.
No, actually, I am done my schoolwork.
Are
okay?
you a
but
housewife?
But maybe you need to go back and visit a few interns.
Are you a housewife?
Let me finish with
you
my
are.
Points, okay?
You're a housewife who sits around listening to the Joy Brown Show or something like that. Okay.
You're a con man.
No, I'm not the con man.
Yes, because you say you are two consenting adults, but you have to lie to get them into bed. So that's not
And why would she go into bed with me?
Huh?
Why would she go to bed with me?
You said that you would, like, pretend like you have money.
And a woman would go to bed with a man who had money?
That's what you said.
So why am I conning her? She is conning me. She would only go to bed with me if I had money.
Let me get back to my point about
you understand
feeling
what
a
I'm,
lot of anger.
But you understand what I'm saying, you see?
You made one comment about Princess Grace and how she did what the typical American does.
Yes, that's what women... That's
what
women
you want to vomit?
That's what women want. They
but
want
that's,
to
do. That's the same type of women that you love?
Yes.
I don't
love
get
women
that.
Like that. I love women
no,
who can
No, you
be.
Don't like them. You,
women
it's a power
are
thing for you. You're
yes,
narcissistic.
I
it's a power
I know.
Thing.
Narcissistic power thing. Mm-hmm. How many of these Dr. Laura books did you read to learn those words?
Oh, I've earned my degree.
In what?
In psychology.
Psychology?
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
You would be practicing psychology
today.
You
are a textbook case,
but
and I am practicing psychology.
You do not practice psychology, no.
Yes, I do.
If you really wanted to communicate with me, you would not use all those 50-cent words.
Oh, what would I do? Go la, la,
you
la?
You would try to speak my language.
Is that communication?
Psychologists speak the language of those who are demented, but you are trying to show your education. You are
no,
not communicating with me.
If I were to speak your language, I would be
Rudy, what are you doing here?
I'm showing her that I'm smarter than her.
See, and that's narcissistic.
See, I know it's narcissistic.
You defend yourself by proving all of the rest of us wrong.
Have
even
you,
the man. Oh, and what really
have you
was
ever
telling,
had? Have you ever had your ass put in the air and then spanked with a car aerial?
That's none of your business.
The answer then is yes.
Oh, believe it or not, Rudy.
All right.
Believe it or not.
You have. I know. I believe it.
But this is
okay.
Part of your game.
All right.
This is part of the
Thank
game.
You very much, ma'am. Here is Atlanta on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Have you ever had... Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, sir?
Fine. Rudy, are there?
I have a comment. This Mr. Olala.
La-la-la.
Shut up. First of all, you're a male chauvinist pig.
No, ma'am.
Everything you say is so demeaning about all American women.
But you're not American.
You are degrading, and you know, I think that you are a bad example of all men in this world. I think you need to die.
I need to die? But
you need to die. You need to die with herpes. You need to die with AIDS.
You know that
you are the kind of man that is spread diseases.
You are Filipina, aren't you?
It doesn't matter
yes,
who I am.
The
bottom line is that you're a pig.
I know the Filipino woman. I know her well.
No, you don't know me.
Yes, I know
so
the
Filipino. Listen, Mr. Gigolo. And you don't know. You don't know woman. Period. I think you are so demeaning that you just play games with women, especially American women.
American women.
What do you think about women? We are just being played by people like you.
No, but I think American women are stupid.
Listen to me, Mr.
Slow down. Save at the moment.
Myself, okay? And first of all, you are a male chauvinist pig that you know nothing except the size of your penis. You don't
this
know,
size
you
of
have
my penis.
No brain.
This size of my penis is enormous.
You have no brain.
It is longer than a 40-meter hose.
You have no brain. You are a male chauvinist pig. You have no brain, and you have a big dick.
I have the largest of all.
Shut up. You are disgusting.
I am disgusting.
Goodbye.
I tried to say to you that American women are pigs. Why did she go? She's gone.
Some of that stuff that you said and some of the stuff she said we had to dump.
I'm so sorry. She had my blood boiling. If you are out there listening to me now, please understand.
What is that, your mating call?
That is to say to that Filipina that she is for the sex. She is for the sex.
Man, here is Fort Lauderdale on the Phil Henry Show. Yes, ma'am, hello.
Yes, I'd like to talk to Rudy.
Hello, how are you, my dear?
Yes, Rudy?
You sound scrumptious.
I sound what?
Scrumptious.
What part of Argentina you come from?
What part?
Yes.
The north.
What part of Argentina? The name of the city, please.
Bonsman.
Where?
I come from Lourdes. Lardon.
Where is Lardon?
No, I said I come from Leroy.
What province?
Burilata.
Looks like
we're all out of time.
Hey, Rudy.
I'm sorry.
Hello?
He hung up.
No, I don't hang up.
No, he hung up.
Oh!